Plunk your imagination down into a vineyard and think about the words lifts up or takes up. Can you see a vine dresser leaning over to lift up a branch? Why would he do that? And if that's what Jesus meant, what could it mean to you and me? Watch the vine dresser's hands. The second part of the answer came for me years ago at a conference in California where I was teaching. A deeply tanned man came up to me and asked, "Bruce, do you understand John 15? "Well, not completely," I answered. "Why?" "Oh, I own a large vineyard," he said, "and I think I have figured it out." So on the spot, I offered to buy him lunch. Over sandwiches and sodas, he talked about the life of a grower, the long hours he spent walking the vineyards, tending the grapes, watching the fruit develop, waiting for the perfect day to begin harvest. "Branches tend to fall down in a storm and grow along the ground," he explained. "But they don't bear fruit down there. That's because the leaves get coated in dust. And when it rains, they get muddy and mildewed, so before long the branches become sick and useless." "Well, what do you do?" I asked. "Cut it off and throw it away?" "Oh no," he exclaimed. "The branch is much too valuable for that. We go through the vineyard with a bucket of water looking for them. We kneel down, lift them up, and wash them off." He demonstrated for me with dark, calloused hands. "Then we wrap them around the trellis or tie them up, and pretty soon they're thriving." As he talked, I could imagine Jesus kneeling down and picking up a branch. Jesus wanted to show how God makes sure his crop comes in full and sweet. When the branches, that's you and me, fall into the dirt, God doesn't throw us away or give up on us. Instead, he lifts us up, cleans us off, and helps us to flourish again. And suddenly I remembered what Jesus said to his disciples in the next verse. "You are already clean," verse 3. And I had a burst of insight. Lift up plus clean. That's what my Father does when I'm stuck in sin. I never read John 15 the same way ever again. The first secret. For followers of Jesus, sin is like that dirt covering the grape leaves. Air and light can't get in. The branch gets sick and no fruit develops. How does God lift us from mud and misery so we can start being fruitful for Him? The answer to this question is the first secret of the vine. If your life consistently bears no fruit, God will intervene to discipline you so you will bear fruit. The key word here is discipline. God's purpose in discipline is to clean you and free you of sin. Why? Because sin smothers you and clogs your spirit and hurts you. And because when you're defeated by sin, you can't get the most out of life. Well, you certainly can't bear much fruit. The Bible says, "As a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you." Deuteronomy 8:5. Now, I'm guessing that discipline is not one of your favorite words. In fact, I imagine that right now you're thinking, "Discipline? Oh, sure."